And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A 14-year-old boy in Bavaria is facing a government fine, and his offense was staying home from school. Last month, his school ran a mandatory workshop on gender roles and gender identity taught by a city-funded queer youth group that lobbies to strip the words like mother and father from German birth certificates. His parents asked what materials would be used, got no answer, and then kept him home. The school reported it, the district opened a fines proceeding, and the notice went to the boy himself because at 14, German law says he's old enough to answer for it. The family is fighting it in court, and a district spokesman suggested they should have just called him in sick. So Bavaria isn't teaching tolerance, it's teaching youth that you can keep your convictions as long as you're willing to lie about them. And that's the classroom version. Here's the parliament version. A Scottish Green Party lawmaker, a man who identifies as a non-binary and transgender, said on a podcast that rape, in his words, is a spectrum. He argued that anyone is capable of it, and there are contexts and conditions under which rape is rape. The United Nations investigator on violence against women said that the language undercuts decades of work criminalizing the crime, and Scotland's Rape Crisis Group condemned it. Back home, the guardians of democracy have been busy. The vice president and second lady added a chicken coop to the official residence this summer. 12 hens, a coop built to match the Victorian house, donated by a North Carolina family business with no taxpayer money involved. The Washington Post then covered this like it was a documented leak or something. Who will raise these hens? They interviewed backyard chicken keepers, tracked down the man who built the coop, and called a city official about district poultry rules on federal land where those rules don't even apply. Raising your own food appears to confuse these institutions, but harvesting it? Well, that just alarms them. Cornell University added a line to its housing handbook this fall. Processing wild game in community kitchens is strictly prohibited. Last September, two students illegally shot a black bear two houses from campus. They planned to butcher it at a friend's place. The friend had an emergency and, of course, meat spoils, so they checked the campus rules, found nothing against it, and skinned the bear on a kitchen table. Campus police came, state conservation officers inspected, and no laws were broken or health codes were violated, so there was no discipline. Cornell closed the kitchen, cleaned it, and reopened it, and spent 11 months writing that sentence. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.